You know, the only reason Brooke's even working here right now is because management agreed to do this. Brooke demanded every time she goes on air, there be a just below room temperature Reese's peanut butter cup taped underneath her seat, just ready to go at any time.
Not quite refrigerated, but not quite
I also requested by management that nobody talks about it, Jeffrey.
Oh, okay.
We may have just voided the contract.
Oh, no.
Secret Reese's.
Bye, Brooke.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But it's not just uptight, ultra-conservative radio hosts that make these types of demands.
Oh, my God. You are the worst.
Celebrities. I'm just saying celebrities are constantly putting weird clauses into their contracts that say, I will not work unless these specific things are provided for me. Mm-hmm. And a list just got leaked of some of the most bizarre things famous celebrities have actually put into their contracts. Like, for the Fast and Furious movies, The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham all had an agreement together with the producers, and it said each tough guy had to receive an equal amount of pain in their action scenes.
Are you kidding?
And you know it was because, like, in the first movie, The Rock's like, he got beat up worse than I did.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They learned their lesson.
It's like
and
little
so
boys arguing on a play field.
No one in the group was allowed to come off looking like they'd lost any of their fights.
Oh,
and apparently,
this is like the macho angle.
Vin Diesel even came up with a point system based on kicks, punches, and headbutts.
Stop it.
Where you could actually measure the level of beating each one was taking and dishing out.
Oh, wow. My God.
Is it like the richer and more like privileged you become, the more childlike you also become?
I think so.
You tell me, Brooke.
Yeah.
We also know famous singer and actress, Broadway legend Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
icon.
After a presumably poor bathroom experience on a movie set one time, she decided all future movies that she worked on would need to have peach colored toilet paper provided to match her complexion and rose petals placed inside every toilet on set.
What?
Inside the toilet?
Yep.
That is the most glorious diva thing I have ever heard.
I love that.
And there's also actor Gary Busey.
Oh, he's a nut job.
If you don't know him, he was in Beverly Hills Cop and Point Break with Keanu Reeves. Now he just plays the crazy guy in every single movie.
Yeah, he's a meth actor.
He looks like a meth actor.
He plays the crazy guy in real life, too, because in one of his more recent films, he requested all the mirrors on set be removed so it looks more like heaven.
Oh, I thought it was just because he saw his reflection one day. He's like, things haven't aged well.
That would make sense. But no, he says
he
wants it to look more like heaven, which apparently heaven has no mirrors.
Heaven better have mirrors. I love looking in this.
We also have actor Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, bring it.
And he has a requirement, and this is going to sound completely made up, but I swear it's not. Every movie that he works on, Tom Cruise requests 50 custom-made thongs awaiting him on every movie set.
Does he wear thongs?
All the stunts, he probably tears his underwear.
Oh, he probably just doesn't like to see panty lines.
Oh,
fair enough.
Actually, Jose is on to something. The practical reason is he needs G-strings made of soft, stretchy material so that when he does complicated stunts, his situation is taken care of.
It's just interesting that a small thing like that is going to take care of the entire situation and hold it
that's
in better.
That's why they're custom made, Brooke.
Oh, yeah. And Brooke actually is the opposite. She has big granny panties in case she uses it as a parachute in some type
that's
of
that's what I'm saying. You're never going to pack those things wrong.
Uh-huh. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the strange demands big celebrities have put into their contracts whenever they're working on set. And we all know Will Ferrell is kind of a quirky dude. And when he did his basketball movie Semi-Pro, a few of his demands actually made headlines. Like one included there needs to be a flight of stairs on wheels just in the room.
Why?
Another one was a fake tree on wheels.
Why is everything on wheels?
A rainbow. He said it could be painted on a canvas, but it had to be also on wheels.
So he could, like, move them around?
The reason he said he did it so he could feel happy on set, even when things weren't going so well with the filming.
Okay.
Oh,
bad scene, roll in the rainbow.
Wheels frowning, quick, get the fake tree in here.
How do stairs make him happy?
I don't know about that.
I just want to be
maybe it's like a
everyone.
Slapstick and he like forces someone to walk off the top of them.
Don't question it, Brooke.
I'm sorry.
You may have also heard Will Smith make the news for his on-set demands, but for Men in Black 3, Will said he had to have a two-story marble-floored trailer.
What?
Whoa.
For him to go spend his time in between takes. But even that wasn't enough because he also asked for an extra trailer just to hold all his gym equipment.
Oh God.
Wow. Yeah, he seems like a diva.
Yeah. What is he putting in the two-story? Just a bunch of couches?
I don't know. We all know Jade is not visiting him. Yeah. So. Like he's got company.
Hey, don't talk about his wife.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get slapped.
Yeah. There's also actress Queen Latifah. Apparently, she had a film early in her career that inspired her to add a clause to all her future contracts. Because after making the movie Set It Off...
Oh, my God. Where, one of the best movies of all time. Sorry, I love that movie.
Spoiler, her character does have an epic death scene in it.
Yes,
and
it
after
is
that,
such a good movie.
Queen Latifah decided she had enough dying.
Oh.
And from then on, she made sure she'd always make it into the sequels by putting a no-death clause in all of her future film contracts.
For the sequels. That's
actually
smart. I
don't know if Set It Off even had a sequel. It's probably because Queen Latifah died.
Yeah. Is, you know?
Finally, we have actor George Clooney, who he's one of Hollywood's biggest names, so he's able to pretty much make any request he wants. Mm-hmm. And that's why during his time making Gravity,
remember the one with
space movie, George required that a private beach hut style residence be built for him to spend his downtime in.
He's laughing at that two-story Will Smith trailer.
I'm assuming they actually brought in real sand and like a bunch of interns making seagull noises outside just to make him feel like he actually is in Barbados.
Yeah, put Matt Damon on a boat in the distance.
And George also had a full-size basketball court built for him. So that he could get some exercise whenever they weren't filming.
Can't go for a half court?
Need the full thing. Yeah. Fun fact, that's how the Staples Center was built.
Oh, that's what they built.
It was actually George Clooney's just getaway to spend some exercise time.
Makes sense.
And I know I refuse to work unless we do a phone tap right after this.
Oh, okay. Wow. Good
such
thing.
Demand.
I'm not going to do it.
Kind of hoping for a tropical island, Jeffrey, but if you want to go phone tap.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.